welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, accessible Kindle for PC. Hi everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today I am going to give a very brief demonstration of the Amazon Dunk Kindle Accessibility plugin for PC. This is just a longhand way of saying accessible Kindle for PC. If you have a screen reading program installed, and I believe it also works with magnification programs, you can get all of the 750 some odd thousand books in the Amazon Kindle store read to you with text-to-speech. This, of course, means that the publisher doesn't have to allow this or permit this. Amazon can bypass that if you have the accessibility software installed. So how exactly does this work, you might ask, and what kinds of shortcuts can you do with this thing? They have a few hotkeys. As yet, there is no way to really set very defined bookmarks or notes. You can attach a whole note to a whole page or a bookmark to a whole page, for example, but can't bookmark really a specific position. There are some drawbacks to navigation. You can only navigate by sentence. Not so much by word or paragraph.
Desktop.
But it is a whole lot better than nothing. It comes with two pre-installed voices, one male and one female. They are using the Nuance, if you're in the U.S., Nuance voices, and Samantha and Tom are pre-installed. So let's go into Kindle
for PC.
Aaron's
Kindle for PC, The Legends of King Arthur and His Knights.
It goes to the book that I was reading. Actually, it's the only book I have in here, since I was just sort of playing with this. And it goes to the current book I was reading. You can't use the arrow keys to navigate the book or anything very self-explanatory like that. Obvious. But let's go and see. Let's just kind of tab around and see what we've got.
Page frame.
Page.
Home button.
Home.
Sync button.
Sync.
Add bookmark button.
Add bookmark.
Go to menu with 7 options button.
Go to the menu.
Show font menu button.
Show font.
Full screen button. Column view toggle button. Notes marks button. Type a word here and hit enter to start search. Edit search.
You can search for a particular word.
Page frame.
And then you're back to the beginning.
Menu file.
Now, if you hit the Alt key, you will go to the file menu, to the menu options, and you have file.
View.
View.
Go.
Go.
Tools. Help. File.
So you can either use those tabs and buttons, or you can do the conventional menu Alt key.
File menu. Open book unavailable.
You can open a book. Well, my book's already open.
Close book.
I can close the book.
Remove from device unavailable. Add to home unavailable. Exit.
That's it for file.
View menu. Full screen. Color mode. Sort by unavailable. Show notes marks. Full screen. Go menu. Home. Archived items. Cover. Table of contents unavailable.
Can't go to the table of contents. For whatever reason, it doesn't work that way.
Beginning. Location dot dot dot.
You can do a specific location to get somewhere. I'm not really sure how that works.
Sync to furthest page read.
You can sync to the furthest page read.
Home. Tools menu. Bookmark. Manage your Kindle dot dot dot. Sync to furthest page read. Options dot dot dot. Bookmark. Help menu. Help dot dot dot. Tools menu. Bookmark. Options dot dot dot.
What's under options?
Leaving menus. Options. List box. General. Registration. Content. Dictionary. Background. Registration. Deregister button. Save button. Enter. Cancel button. Page frame.
So those are basically, that's a brief look at what the options are. In order to get this, of course, you need to download it from Amazon.com. And I will include a link in the show notes on how to download the accessibility plugin. That is the one you will need. It's kind of confusing when you download it because it doesn't specifically say it's accessible. It's the accessible version. When it goes onto your desktop, it just says Kindle for PC. It does not specify accessibility, so I had to kind of fiddle with it and make sure that it was the accessible version. Now, what if I want to read this? I can't read with arrow keys, so what can I do? I can hit Control-R, and it will start reading.
The Legends of King Arthur chapter are the prophecies of Merlin, and the birth of Arthur,
fast.
King Vortigern, and the usurper sat upon his throne in London, when,
pause
suddenly,
this.
Upon a
How
certain day, ran in a...
I hit the space bar, and it paused it. Now, in order to slow down the speech rate...
The Legends of King Arthur chapter book narration speech rate decreased. The Legends of King Arthur chapter...
So that was awfully fast. So how did I just decrease the speech rate? I hit shift minus, and it says book narration speech rate decreased, and it will start reading again.
The Legends of King Arthur chapter are the prophecies of Merlin and the birth of Arthur King. Book narration speech rate decreased. The Legends of King Arthur chapter are the prophecies of Merlin and the birth of Arthur King Vortigern the usurper sat upon his throne in London. Wet book narration speech rate increased. The Legends of King Arthur chapter are the prophecies.
And to increase the speech rate, you hit shift plus the equal sign. Shift, it turns it into a plus sign. Shift minus and shift equals govern the speech rate. If you want to change the voice to a female voice, it is control shift V.
Book narration voice change to female.
There you go. There's Samantha.
Book narration voice change to male.
If you want instructions on how all of these shortcuts work, you can hit control I.
Navigation instructions. Press control R to start reading the current page, spacebar to pause, forward arrow key to go to the next page, and back arrow key to go to the previous page. Use tab to navigate menus. Press control Alt H to go to the library view. The online support contains additional options.
And so if you go to Amazon's webpage, the address is huge, so I won't say it here, but you can find support for the Kindle, and it will tell you the hotkey options.
Page frame. Home button. Sync button. Home. Home context with one item. Use the arrow keys to navigate. Home button pressed. Archived items button. Synchronize button. Tile view button. Sort mode combo box by size by size. Shop in Kindle store button.
In order to shop in the Kindle store, the best way I know of is to go home. So if you hit the home button, later on, if you tab to the various controls, you will see shop in Kindle store button. So I'm going to hit that.
Mozilla Firefox. 50%. Alert. Firefox prevented this page from automatically redirecting to another page. Allow Alt plus A. Close this message. Mozilla Firefox. https://www.amazon.com/gp/kindle. Amazon.com. Kindle eBooks. Fine. Link Amazon.com. Hello, Aaron Baker Edgar. We have link recommendations for you. Link.
And since I'm already an Amazon.com customer, it comes up with my account and recommendations. And you're basically in the Amazon store. It looks kind of the same, except this is books. Kindle books. So I'm not going to go and navigate the store with you, but that is how you get to it. You hit the home button and then you will find the shop for Kindle button in there. So that's basically a very quick overview of accessible Kindle for PC. The navigation is kind of restricted at this point only by sentence. You can't attach notes to very specific locations or bookmarks to very specific locations yet. But the speech, it works on all the books in the Kindle store, which is a big plus. And it's quite nice. Overall, I think there's more to be done, but this is a very good big step in the right direction. And that is all for my tip today. Using it, it does have some hotkeys. It's pretty simple as that to learn. And I will see you next time. Thank you for listening. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, TechAccessWeekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_Weekly. Send us email, TechAccessWeekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.